This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour. We have plenty of time for you to join us on the radio waves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom, like 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm, or call us on the on-air call-in line chat room on our Discord. You can join Discord by going to discord.lrn.fm. We were just giving you an update from Venezuela, one of the saddest places in the world to live. It's an economically depressed place in an extreme way. They have what is apparently the most worthless currency on the face of the planet at the moment, and it is just getting worse as hyperinflation is just wrecking the currency there, and of course the economy was wrecked previously by the government mandated exchange rate of a 1 to what was originally 1 to 6.3, meaning you would get 6.3 bolivars for exchanging a U.S. dollar at a bank. It is now 10 to 1 there, so 10 bolivars for 1 U.S. dollar. But the real exchange rate is the one that's set in the marketplace and the black market, because it's illegal to have your own exchange rate, basically. You have to use the government's exchange rate if you're going to be exchanging currencies officially.
Correct.
But in the black marketplace, if you can find people to trade with, they'll give you over 230,000 bolivar for your one U.S. dollar. That's reality.
Yes.
And that has really messed things up there. It has resulted in it being difficult to import food. It's also difficult to grow your own food because the government, as you pointed out in the last hour, Daryl, has nationalized all kinds of industry, including farming.
Yep.
And so, therefore, you don't get to decide. And if you don't decide, then you have to allow some central planners to decide. And since they're not actually in the midst of farming, they don't know what people want. They don't know how to read economic indicators like market signals. And so they constantly misallocate resources. And, of course, they're stealing the resources to begin with. What little resources are left to steal from the poor, starving now Venezuelan people? It was bad last year with Venezuelans losing approximately 18 pounds on average. Now losing 24 pounds on average in the last year, and doesn't seem like they're going to have a whole lot more weight they could possibly lose, right? If you've lost 18 pounds 1 year and then 24 pounds the next year, there's not much left inside you at that
right.
point.
And that's why I was saying, and you were talking about the fact, and we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, that there were people stopping trucks that were delivering food and then stealing the food. And
very dangerous.
You know, I pointed out, you know, when you're starving, you know, you're not necessarily concerned about, you know, property rights.
No.
And your morality sort of goes out the window because you go into survival mode.
This is one of those things where the non-aggression principle kind of breaks down a little bit, right? Where we've talked about in a situation in which, let's say it's a natural disaster. I think that's usually the context in which it's come up here, because people generally aren't starving in the United States and under most circumstances.
Right.
But in a natural disaster situation where there is no food available, is it wrong to, you know, somebody else has already smashed the storefront window, there's bread all over the place, do you take a loaf of bread in order to sustain yourself? And the best answer I could come up with in that circumstance would be that the intention would be to pay it back later.
Right, so
There's
the question of, is it morally wrong, but also, is it understandable?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that a lot of libertarians, they never look at the, is it understandable that someone does X?
Mm-hmm.
They just look, well, it's wrong. Well, but do you understand why they did it? And that's where empathy comes in,
right.
And a lot of libertarians lack empathy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And empathy, for those that don't understand it, is the ability to put yourself into someone else's shoes.
Yes.
To try to feel as that other person might feel if one were in similar circumstances. So now Venezuela has a solution. They call it the Petro. Here's the story from CNBC. And this was posted earlier today. Venezuelan's oil-backed cryptocurrency raised $735 million in one day, according to President Nicolas Maduro.
What idiot gives the Venezuelan government money?
People who think they're going to make money. I mean, what, you know, some people who are libertarians have purchased Ripple, which is a bank-run currency. Not, it's not a cryptocurrency, but it is a currency that is seems to be a cryptocurrency.
It's, well, it's a cryptocurrency. It's not a decentralized cryptocurrency.
We don't know if it's a cryptocurrency, Daryl. You can't read their code. How do you know it's encrypted? How do you know it's, like, cryptographically secure?
Just let me pull up the definition of cryptocurrency again.
Yeah, please. As far as I understand, it does not meet the definition of cryptocurrency because cryptocurrencies are supposed to be open source. So you can verify that they are actually cryptographically secure and sound, and Ripple is not, as I understand it.
Definition from Google definitions.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency is a digital currency in which encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of units of a currency and verify the transfer of funds operating independently of a central bank.
So that's false because it is. We don't know if it's a cryptographically secure thing since they don't have open source. You can't verify that anything is true. You can't verify that the transactions are, you know, editable or whatever, or they're final. We know, in fact, that they can go in and reverse transactions within the Ripple system. It's not like a lot of cryptos where...
Definition here does not mention immutable, which if it did, Ethereum would not be a cryptocurrency.
No doubt. I didn't say immutable had to be in the definition of cryptocurrency.
You said that we don't know if they can undo transactions, which...
Yeah, I just gave you an example of one of the things we don't... Well, we do know they can undo transactions there, but I was saying that we don't know if it's cryptographically secure. You don't know anything about it. You just know what they tell you.
Right. And
it's a digital currency.
The mention of encryption is that encryption techniques are used to regulate the generation of units. It doesn't say that the currency itself is encrypted or cryptographically secure.
Okay. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. So anyway, they've come up with the Venezuelan Bolivar, or excuse me, the Petro. Nicolas Maduro, according to the story here, has claimed $735 million was raised on Tuesday, and that was the supposed first day of this pre-sale, you're not actually buying the Petro, you're buying a token, that they claim it raised more than 4.777 billion Chinese yuan or 735 million U.S., and that the state-backed virtual currency, quote, reaffirms our economic sovereignty, unquote. Caracas said that each unit of the Petro is pegged to the price of one barrel of Venezuelan oil. The country's cryptocurrency regulator has said it hopes the Petro will draw investment from Qatar, Turkey, and other Middle Eastern countries, as well as from the European nations and the U.S. But a number of skeptics have raised concern about the country's cryptocurrency ambitions, with some citing Venezuela's debt problems and the possibility of asset manipulations as cause for doubt. Venezuela is currently facing hyperinflation, the collapse of its currency, the Bolivar, and shortages in food and other basic necessities due to price controls. So again, the skeptics are concerned about their cryptocurrency, citing the possibility of asset manipulation. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing with the Bolivar, so why wouldn't they try to F around with their supposed cryptocurrency? And again, I'm just going to stand on the claim that if it's not open source, it's not a cryptocurrency because you have to trust somebody. And the whole idea behind cryptocurrency is you don't have to trust. You can verify if you know how to program. Obviously, obviously, the rest of us who don't know how to program have to trust a programmer who claims to have verified the program.
Right.
But there are enough programmers in the world to where that's a possibility. You don't have to trust the crew of people who is making a thing if that thing is actually open source. And I suspect that the Petro will be in that category of the Ripple where it will not be available to inspection. It will not be an open source project, but that's just speculation on my part.
Right. It's going to be a token on the Ethereum platform. I don't think it will ever wind up being anything other than a token on the Ethereum platform. What is being sold in this ICO are tokens on the Ethereum platform.
And you believe that at that point they are going to stop and they are never going to release the Petro itself, that they're going to take the money and run, basically. Which they probably will. I think that's a fair prediction. prediction.
Oh, we're working on it. We just need a little more time.
Right, after they've raised billions
of
dollars.
The Americans caused us to not get this done.
There's more coming up here. 855-450, free your thoughts on the Petro or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Or join us on the on-air call-in line on our Discord, the ostensibly largest libertarian Discord out there. over at discord.lrn.fm. You just hop in the on-air call-in line room, and we'll see you in there and put you on the air after a short bit. Usually we try to screen the calls first to make sure your microphone's working all right. So do be patient in there, and we'll get to you. It's Ian with you.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can get interactive at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the website. They're completely free. I just got to spend the last several days in Acapulco, Mexico, but I wasn't the only host from the Liberty Radio Network that was there. Obviously, Mark was in attendance as well. But Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix was also there. Unlike us, Ernie was on full vacation. He's not doing any of his show while he's out and about. So his show's in refeeds at the moment, but I think he's going to be picking it back up sometime next week. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Regardless of whether or not Ernie's on the air, they're constantly updating Freedom's Phoenix with liberty-oriented news and information. It's the freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, whether it's science, technology, historical findings, Liberty News, government overspending, or the rise of the police state. They're covering it over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. So we were talking about Venezuela and how just absolutely awful things are there. They've got this Venezuelan Petro plan that they're going to be rolling out. They're supposedly doing right now with a ICO, which stands for Initial Coin Offering, where they're offering Petro tokens in return for Ethereum. Now, Ethereum is something that they can take and exchange on marketplaces for dollars, which they can then use to do things like print more bolivars or pay off whatever debts that they have.
And some Ethereum tokens, I don't know how many of them, but I do know that some Ethereum tokens are themselves listed on exchanges.
That's true. Yep.
So you don't necessarily have to exchange the token for Ethereum necessarily. You know, you might, depending on the exchange, have to do that before exchanging to Tether or something else that you convert to your native currency.
You don't get the Petro token without exchanging Ethereum first. So if you want to get the token, you have to get
Ethereum. Once you have the token, a Petro
you can
the Venezuelan government, they're receiving the Ethereum, so they can just exchange that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they can turn the Ethereum into whatever they want to turn it into, including, like I said, dollars. You know,
so that they can pay the printing companies that they owe millions of dollars to?
$70 million as of the last time we checked.
And I think that was just to one of the printers.
Correct. I suspect they didn't use more than one at that time, but I bet you they moved to a different company since that one printer was refusing to accept any more business from them from that point forward. So we're going to watch this Petro supposed cryptocurrency pretty closely here and see what happens.
And you mentioned that according to some source, they've sold $735 million U.S. dollars worth of this thing.
In day number one on Tuesday.
I found an article from the Economic Gazette that says that Maduro did not give details of the original investors and no evidence was provided for his statement about the amount of money raised.
So they could provide the evidence if they wanted to, because most of these, you know, ICOs, they give you an address that you have to deposit.
Here is
to
the address, and they generally use one.
Do
so
they?
That people, the ones that I've seen,
I guess they could just use one because it would come from a specific address, and so they could just credit that. Yeah,
right, and
yeah, you're right.
That way it's very easy
to
track.
Track
here's how much came in. In the case of the Petro, you have to log into their website before you can wind up getting any information. And, you know, they've got this thing on lockdown. Now, one thing that's interesting, skipping down basically to the end of this article from Economic Gazette, they say that the opposition leaders in Venezuela have said the sale of the Petro is an illegal debt issue to circumvent the Venezuelan legislature, and the U.S. Department of Treasury has warned that it could wind up breaking the sanctions that were imposed last year.
If you invest in the Petro?
No, they're saying that
the Petro
could break sanctions.
But if you as an individual give money to...
Then you could personally be held liable,
that's what I'm
but
saying.
That's not what the warning here is talking about. They're saying that Venezuela's use of this petro could be a way to circumvent.
That's what they want to do. Yeah, I mean, that's what they're bragging about. And, you know, if breaking sanctions means that people get fed, that'd be great. But that's not what's going to happen in this particular case.
Oh, no. People will get fed. Those people are Nicolas Maduro, his family. Yeah.
He's well fed. He's a very pudgy man, unlike most of Venezuela, as we reported just recently. Within the last year, average Venezuelan losing 24 pounds just because they can't eat. But here's an interesting detail, Daryl. We had heard that it was going to be Ethereum. Everybody was told that it was going to be Ethereum.
The white paper says it's going to be an ERC-20 token.
Here's breaking news, basically, from Vice's motherboard. A last-minute blockchain switch has seen scammers trying to cash in on confusion. Headline, Venezuela's petro launch was amateur hour. On Tuesday, Venezuela completed the first phase in launching its first-ever state-issued and oil-backed cryptocurrency called the petro, and it got weird. A petro token was released in a pre-sale stage using a different technology than was stated in the white paper. This change was effectively announced without any fanfare in a petro buyer's manual that the Venezuelan government released on Tuesday. The Petro White Paper, an important document that lays out the technical foundations of a cryptocurrency, initially had stated the Petro token would exist on the Ethereum blockchain. And that's what we've been claiming all night long here.
Right, because I read the white paper.
And that it would be coded as a smart contract, but it was actually released as an asset on NEM. This opened the door for scammers to try and cash in on the confusion. NEM, short for New Economy Movement, is a blockchain that's been around since 2015 and is secured by a allegedly more egalitarian, compared to Bitcoin and Ethereum, proof-of-importance algorithm that selects miners based on how much NEM they have rather than how much capital they own in terms of computers and money to pay for electricity.
So proof-of-importance is basically a different term for proof-of-stake?
First I've heard of it, but I'd say that sounds like a possible definition for it. This potentially makes it more in line ideologically with Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. But when NEM's official Twitter account confirmed that the Petro token is on its blockchain, it also noted the NEM Foundation does not make political endorsements. NEM Foundation spokesperson Alex Tinsman wrote Motherboard in an email, quote, "The NEM Foundation is not involved with this project, and we're not in a position to control any open source projects. The NEM Foundation has a clear purpose to introduce, educate, and promote the use of NEM blockchain technology platform on an international scale to all industries and institutions. Really, it doesn't take much to learn how to use NEM's tech. It's intuitive and built for enterprise, so we see all kinds of projects being built on it." So basically saying, hey, it's open source, we can't say no if somebody wants to do this.
Right. So I do have info on what proof of importance is and how it differs
from proof of stake. All right, let's talk about that coming up here and about how people are getting scammed now, because if everybody thinks that the Petro token is on the Ethereum blockchain,
which is what the white paper said,
what does that mean for potential scam artists to take advantage of that misunderstanding? The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in here and join the conversation there at Skype username lrn.fm or hop on into the Discord on-air call-in line through our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we're talking about the, according to Motherboard, amateur hour launch of the Petro token. So the Venezuelan government is creating the first, supposedly, you doubt that it's actually ever going to happen, Daryl, and I think you may be right about this. Seems like a safe prediction that the government's going to screw it up so bad they never even launched the currency, or that it was never even their intention.
They might say that they have launched it, but I don't think that it will ever wind up being on any kind of exchange to where there's any proof that it was launched.
So speaking of proof, we were getting into the idea of proof of importance.
Yes.
And you looked that up, because what happened here, according to motherboard.vice.com, was at apparently the last minute, the government agency that's launching this Petro token decided, oh, well, we've been saying and putting in our white paper that's going to be an Ethereum token, which is pretty much where all the tokens are, right, on the Ethereum blockchain. But now it's an NEM asset type, which I guess is different from a token somehow. I don't know anything about NEM.
Basically, asset is the NEM token. Term for token.
Okay. I've never looked into NEM. I saw that it was like a Chinese crypto or something like that, and it seemed to be – maybe I don't even know anything about it. But it's one of the top 10 right now, isn't it, NEM?
I don't know. I've heard of it. I can try pulling that up.
But tell me about the proof of importance.
Yes.
First.
So when you mentioned proof of importance, my first question was,
what is it?
How's that different from proof of stake? So article here from Smith and Crown says proof of importance is a blockchain consensus mechanism introduced by NEM that functions similar to proof of stake, where nodes need to vest an amount of currency to be eligible for creating blocks and are selected for creating a block roughly in proportion to a score. In proof of stake, the score is one's total vested amount. So
blocks, by the way, are the portions of the blockchain that have data in them, like transaction information.
Right. So with the Dash, for instance, they have the super nodes where you need, or master nodes, where you need like 1,000 Dash that must stay in that node. With proof of importance, the score includes more variables in addition to the amount that is in that vested thing. The calculation borrows from the math network clustering and page ranking. They say at a high level, the primary inputs are net transfers. So how much has been spent in the last 30 days with recent transactions weighing more heavily?
From your wallet, how are you using the currency?
Correct. Okay. So not only do you have this amount, but are you actually using it?
Okay.
So it basically discourages hoarding.
That's good. It encourages
you to actually use the thing. And that's been one of the big arguments against things like, not just proof of stake, but specifically against Dash.
I've never heard that argument against Dash.
Because Dash has the master nodes that you have to lock up a certain amount.
So with proof of stake, as I understand it, proof of stake is anybody with a stake, basically.
With a certain amount of stake.
No, not always. Anybody with stake can get rewards from the proof of stake system. The more stake you have, the more likely rewards are to come to you.
I've never heard of a system to where simply having a node counts as stake.
You have to have crypto.
You have to have a certain amount. That's why I say a certain amount of
some are like that, but not all of them. So, for instance, PIVX, for instance, is a proof of stake where holding any amount gets you more PIVX over time. The other proof of stake thing that's a problem that this proof of importance might be looking to solve, but there are other proof of stakes that solve it as well, is that the longer you hold a thing, the longer you hold the amount, the more you are going to earn from it. So that absolutely discourages the spending in that particular case.
Right.
But in the case of Dash, Dash is a mined currency. The master nodes, so it's a proof of work currency. The master nodes do get rewards, but they're providing service in return for those rewards. Now, they are indeed locking down that 1,000 Dash in that case in order to become a master node, but of course, that's not exactly the same thing as proof of stake, because proof of stake, you know, isn't providing the master node service. You can have stake in these proof of stake systems and just simply hold crypto. You don't need to be running you have a stake in a proof of stake system by having a wallet, whether it's online or offline. You have stake, whereas with a master node, you're running a server.
Having a wallet in a lot of the proof of stake things is not enough to get you rewards.
That may be true. I'm not saying that's not true, but I'm just saying the difference. But you're saying that masternodes are a proof of stake, and it's not exactly that. Because again, proof of stake can exist whether or not you are online or off. If it's that minimum amount.
If what I said was masternodes equal proof of stake, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
What I said was that's one of the arguments against Dash having masternodes is that it encourages hoarding, which
that much is true.
You know, artificially decreases the amount of spendable supply.
That much
is
true.
Which increases the value of that spendable supply.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, and that's always been one of the big questions about Dash for me. But I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing, because is it artificial? No, it's the marketplace. It's the market deciding based on individual actors. In the case of Dash, over 4,500 masternodes.
Right,
so.
But the number of Dash that one needs, and we're getting a little far afield from the proof of importance thing, but that number is set by the white paper or the developers. It's correct. Not set by the users.
That's
so
true.
It kind of is an arbitrary number set
Changed by those users, so they can vote to change, you know, how that system works as well. So the masternodes themselves could vote to change how that system works. They could change it to, you know, 100 dash or 1,000 or, you know, 10,000 dash or whatever.
Continuing on.
What I'm saying is, though, I don't know if, like, the claim is that the masternodes are locking up a bunch of dash, and that's true.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's artificial, because it's each individual who's making that choice. It's just simply a market choice. The market in dash has said, well, there needs to be 4,500 masternodes. And as each individual masternode operator decides to get in or out of that, because there's no penalty, right? Like, if you want to take down your masternode, you just remove the dash from it, and it's gone. So in any moment, that person can liquidate that dash. It's not like a CD or something where it's, you know, locked up for 5 years.
Right. So continuing on, again, other inputs for determining a score for proof of importance is the vested amount of currency for the purposes of creating blocks, and something that they call cluster nodes. Accounts that are part of interlinked clusters of activity are weighted slightly more than or slightly more heavily than outliers or hubs, which simply link clusters but aren't actually part of them.
Okay.
They say the importance score addresses two primary criticisms of proof of stake. One risk is that people simply hoard as many coins as possible to reap rewards. This concentration of wealth will discourage transactions. The importance score means that hoarding will result in a lower score. Because, again,
you get a higher score if you spend.
The recent transactions get weighted more heavily than other transactions, and the number of transactions you've had counts towards your score in proof of importance. They say the second risk is the nothing at stake problem, because block creation costs no resources. Whenever there's a fork, someone can freely create blocks on both forks. This will greatly, perhaps indefinitely, prolong the fork. NEM's proof of importance guards against that.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. So what did this switch happen? Again, it was supposed to be Ethereum token that the Venezuelan Petro token was launched on. Turns out it was this completely different blockchain called NEM, which has this proof of importance thing that you were just talking about, Daryl. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can take control of the airwaves in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you get on the line right now, our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to follow Free Talk Live's email updates, go get signed up for those over at freetalklive.com. We've got the email list box right there on the front page and toward the center of the top of the site. You'll see it there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Caleb is in Tennessee listening to our one of our newest affiliates, WGOW, there in Chattanooga. Hey, Caleb.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, good. You're on the air.
Am I on the air?
You are. Go ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to your radio program here, and you're talking about cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
And, there's a lot of great cryptocurrencies out there, but you were talking about NEM, N-E-M.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually started buying NEM when it was around 20 cents, and it was a pretty good buy. It actually got up to a little over a dollar here recently. And like a lot of other cryptocurrencies, it's seen a dip in value.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's at 50 cents right now, I still have a profit on it.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm doing a little bit of reading here, and based on the actual definition of cryptocurrency, and Ian, you say that cryptocurrencies need to be open source where people can check the code.
Otherwise, you have to trust somebody.
NEM, not decentralized, runs a centralized server.
Uh-oh.
And it uses closed source coding.
Bad.
And... it was also in the news because it was involved in that CoinCheck hack, CoinCheck being a Japanese crypto exchange, that lost 58 billion yen worth of NEM.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. But the main reason I called is because there is a true dark horse sleeping giant in the cryptocurrency. And it is very decentralized. It is the most decentralized and fastest cryptocurrency out there. It is
all right, that's a big claim. Which one?
It is a big claim. I mean, there are faster ones, but not holding both fast and decentralized. This is Digibyte.
Digibyte.
Been out for Digibyte's been out for about 4 years now.
Is that the 4-second blocks? How fast are those blocks on Digibyte? 40 seconds? I forget.
What is it? Do you know?
You're right. Actually, yeah, that is about right. About 4 seconds, give or take.
4 seconds.
About 40 times faster than Bitcoin. And think about Digibyte. It's got 5 mining algorithms. And over 100,000 nodes.
That's crazy. I didn't know a whole lot about it. I know Will Coley from the Call to Freedom has talked about Digibytes as one of the smaller sort of up-and-coming potential winners out there.
The wiki article says that it has approximately 15-second block time.
Still pretty fast.
And is the longest public blockchain in existence.
Really?
Well, because you figure a block every 15 seconds, you're
fast.
Going to have a lot of blocks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not necessarily a lot of data on those blocks, but a lot of blocks.
Now, of course, listeners should be aware there's 1,400 different cryptocurrencies out there, and many of them have really cool sounding features, but at this point, almost none of them are actually in any kind of use beyond pure speculation and just straight up trading.
1,517 cryptocurrencies, according to CoinMarketCap.com.
So, yeah.
8,600 different markets.
It's amazing. I mean, do your due diligence, do your research. I know the Coinomi app does have Digibyte in it, so it's easy to get the Digibytes if you can get them off of an exchange. You can pop them in your Coinomi wallet. And, Caleb, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, just one more thing. I was going to say Digibyte is already getting acceptance as a currency. There are airport parking lots that are accepting Digibyte.
Really?
But there is also, yeah, I forget exactly where it was, but yeah, Digibyte, the only thing I will say that's bad about Digibyte is the marketing. It hasn't had proper marketing to really get it off.
Most of the cryptocurrencies have not had, quote-unquote, proper marketing.
That's where Dash is, I think, doing a real good job. That's one of the things that makes it pretty neat, because they have that marketing budget built right into the crypto. And I saw that with the PIVX guys, too. They had a booth at the, and they've been at other events as well. So the ones that build the marketing budget into the sort of the operating system or the white paper and sort of how it all works, I think they have an advantage, because you've got a market. I mean, if you want somebody to know you exist among 1,500 competitors, you got to put yourself out there somehow.
So I looked up the airport parking thing. Apparently, there's a company called Top Airport Parking that allows you at...
It's like one of those off-site parking jobs. Where
I don't know if it's off-site, but they accept cryptocurrency for parking using
what
coin
countries?
Payments. Newark International, JFK, Denver, O'Hare, Atlanta, Orlando, LaGuardia, Oakland, Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Birmingham International,
so
Boston.
So they'll take anything that Coin Payments has, which means that Digibytes and probably dozens of other options. Very cool. Caleb, thanks for the heads up on that. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for listening there on WGOW in Tennessee.
Top Airport Parking gives you the top airport parking option at a fraction of the cost. Since all of our parking reservations aren't branded, we're able to mark them at highly discounted prices. So apparently this is a company that works with off-site parking lots to wind up reselling spots, it sounds like.
Let's finish up the story here from Motherboard. Because, again, the crypto that we're talking about here, the alleged crypto, the Petro, that has yet to be released, is in an ICO phase right now. This is the one the Venezuelan government is putting out there. They switched at the last moment from the Ethereum blockchain to the NEM blockchain, which is why we were talking about what NEM is.
Yep.
And so this is from the Motherboard article saying that this was a huge screw-up on their part. So here's the rest of the piece. So, this blockchain or that blockchain, who cares? Putting aside Ethereum's larger community than NEM and the simple fact that by employing different technologies, they both come with a different set of technical guarantees, switching blockchains in the space of 2 weeks from a white paper release is amateur hour. It's genuinely unclear what happened here. The Spanish white paper, accessible on the official Petro site, still says Ethereum, while the English white paper says NEM. Also, I still haven't received an email 24 hours after signing up to purchase Petro, as a test, of course, he says. And others have tweeted about experiencing this, too. And that's going to put a lot of... I mean, if you want to buy something and then you're kept in the dark about a time-limited thing, like the ICOs are, because they're always, limited time.
And not to mention, there are reports of technical glitches in the buying process, such as a JavaScript error preventing people from actually completing the purchases. And there's a video on Twitter where a guy used screen capture to capture video of the error message popping up when he clicked on the complete purchase.
This confusion also opened the door to a few different scams, perhaps leveraging the public's expectation that the Petro token would be on Ethereum. At least three different Ethereum tokens calling themselves the
Petro.
The Petro, one on Twitter, one on 4chan, actually pretended to be Venezuela's Petro. They then seized the opportunity to ask people to send them Ethereum. Yet another unrelated Petro coin experienced a nearly 100% jump in price after Venezuela launched its token. It's also worth noting the Petro white paper contains language like, quote, the pre-sale token will not be part of the Petro network until Petro distribution, and, quote, the token may be exchanged for Petro, unquote, suggesting that these Petro pre-sale tokens may not be Petro proper and the final product may not be on NEM. And that's my understanding of what was going to happen, Daryl. You said you saw the calendar or the timeline of potential events on the Petro website, and they say right there that this is just a token, that eventually you can exchange that and get the actual supposed Petro once it's supposedly released in the future.
Yes, which I don't think will ever happen.
These scam campaigns were probably not very successful, although the address listed by the scam token on 4chan contains $420 worth of Ether, Ethereum's in-house cryptocurrency. Meanwhile, Venezuelan President Maduro says the Petro token sale has raised $750 million so far. It should be noted this figure doesn't seem to be verifiable on the blockchain yet, and one NEM account that observers has flagged as potentially being the Petro account does not reflect that figure. Still, it's early days for the Petro, and a state-issued cryptocurrency is truly unlike anything the world has seen before, for better or for worse. But this is not a great start. So that's the latest on the potentially botched screw job of the Petro cryptocurrency, which, as Daryl has predicted, may not ever see the light of day because the economic incentives of the administration would be to just take the Ethereum and run. Or in this case, not run, but, you know, buy more things and pay debts if that's what they're actually going to do with it. Settle up their account at De La Rue, which is the currency provider for the state of Venezuela, so they can buy more bolivars in the future. Who knows where this is going, but we're going to keep you up to date here on it as we have returned to our normal broadcast schedule of 7 days a week of live radio here after a wonderful several days from Anarchapulco 2018. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join the fun in our Discord before, during, and after the show. Go to discord.lrn.fm and get interactive with some of the hosts and other listeners right there. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.